Good afternoon, I'm Steve Gordon-Wilson. You are listening to MKFM. On the 15th of February 2019, local girl Leah Croucher unexpectedly went missing from home, leaving no trace. Her family and friends, along with the support of the community, the council and the police, have been searching tirelessly for Leah day and night. This week marks 5 months since her disappearance. In spite of the anguish that she's going through, Leah's brave sister Jade Croucher has spoken to MKFM to renew her appeal to you to help find her sister. In this extended MKFM News special, you'll hear an emotional interview with Jade, which you may find upsetting.
MKFM.
It's a very difficult time. We're obviously now 5 months from when Leah went missing. What's that been like for you as a family?
It's a really difficult situation to explain. So, obviously, when you see this happening to other families and you feel really lucky that it's not happening to you, and you still appreciate how heartbreaking it might be for them, but I don't think you ever fully understand it until you're living through it. So the past 5 months have just been awful, to be completely honest. I think you could say they've been heartbreaking, they've been lonely, and they've been quite scary, to be honest. You're forever questioning everything that's going on and worrying about everything and anything. It's quite a lonely time, to be honest, because nobody truly knows what you're going through. And I think that's the scariest thing, is that everybody wants the best for Leah and the best for us, but no one really knows how it feels. So until you're in it, I suppose you're in a bit of a denial of how bad it could be. But yeah.
And how have you been pulling together as a family to support each other?
We are all just staying united together in the hope that Leah will be coming home soon and that Leah's safe. You know, as a family, you need to find strength in one another, and that's what we're really doing. We're all there to support each other, and you know, we're lucky that we've got a huge support network even outside of our family. We've got our friends, we've got the community, we've got the police, and everybody wants the same as us. Everybody wants Leah home, and I think that's really been amazing for us, actually, to see that everybody is hoping for the same thing. I think, obviously, at the beginning of this, we never imagined that it would be going on for this long. I don't think anybody would. And, you know, you almost find strength in the fact that you think, oh, it'll all be over soon. Obviously, that's not happened. Time just keeps rolling on. But we are taking a lot of strength in the fact that we know that people are looking for Leah. Like, you know, Leah, like, they're still giving the police leads, the police are following on them leads, and that's amazing, really, that even after all this time, it's still really fresh in people's minds, and we just want to make sure that that continues, really.
So to make sure it is fresh in people's minds, obviously it's 5 months on, and it's really hard for you to talk about, I appreciate, but remind us what happened 5 months ago and really who we're on the lookout for.
Yeah, so Leah obviously is my younger sister, she's 19. As far as I'm aware, Leah woke up on the morning of the 15th of February. She got ready for work as normal. She left at her usual time and headed on the same route that she would to get to work. For some reason that day, Leah didn't make it to work. She was last seen on CCTV, obviously, that morning. And we haven't heard from Leah, or no one's seen Leah since. Leah is an amazing person. She is everything that you could ever hope for in a little sister. Sorry, this is why I always cry.
It's okay.
Sorry. She's really sweet. She's a good person. She's kind, caring, and I think, as you can probably see, she's touched a lot of people's lives from the amount of love that's being shown for Leah. She loves being at home with her family. She likes going to taekwondo and spending time with her friends. She is happiest when she's sat at home reading and writing books or watching a load of DVD box sets, to be honest. Like, that's where she's happiest. So for her to have not been at home doing them things for such a long time is probably why we're all so worried. It's very out of character for Leah to have not spoken to anybody. She's just a wonderful person, and we all want her home. We want to know that she's safe, and we want her back where she should be with us, to be honest.
MKFM.
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 You're listening to an MKFM extended news special. We're talking to Jade Croucher, the sister of missing Milton Keynes teen Leah Croucher. You're reminded now that if you have any information about the disappearance of Leah, you can call 101 at any time or call the Missing Persons Charity. You can find details about them online at missingpeople.org.uk. We return now to the interview with Jade Croucher. There's obviously been an awful lot of support, of course, from the police and from the local council and things like that. Are you pleased with the level of support that you're getting, or would you have a call out for people to be able to do more? People in power, perhaps?
We're really happy with how it's going at the moment. The police are working tirelessly. I mean, I think a lot of people are too quick to criticise. The police, I can tell you now, are working around the clock. They're there for us 24/7. We couldn't fault them. You know, just knowing that they're there for us is amazing. All we could ever hope for is that everybody keeps Leah in mind, wants Leah home as much as us, and if they do have any information, that they do contact the police. I don't think there's anything specifically that I could ask any more than that, to be honest, other than just supporting us as a family in the hope of getting Leah home. And yeah.
And obviously we all know that Leah's out there, and maybe she's listening to this interview, or maybe she's reading some of the other interviews that you're doing. What's your message to Leah, hopefully that she's there listening to us today?
I just want Leah to know that if she is listening to this, then I love you with my whole heart, and so does everybody else. No words could ever describe the love that we have for Leah. She's such a special girl, and we just need to know that she's safe. So Leah, if you are listening to this, then just let us know that you're safe and that you're happy, and just know that we all love you and care for you, and anything that's going on, we are always there for you. That's all I can say, really.
And what would you say to any other families that are in a similar situation to yours at the moment?
I think that if anyone's going through this, I understand more than anyone how unimaginable this is, and the heartache that you feel is just immeasurable. But stay strong, keep the hope going, because that's what will get you through this hard time. But also utilise the services that are around you. So utilise, you know, your family liaison officers, speak to the Missing People Charity, speak to friends and family. Don't do it alone, I think, is the important thing. It's just use the support that you have.
Now, the Missing People Charity have helped you a lot. Tell us, let's end on a higher note. Tell us about your extraordinary mountain climb that you did.
Yeah, we climbed Snowdon for the Missing People Charity and to raise awareness for Leah, which has been amazing. So we've raised £3,309 so far.
Wow.
Hopefully that amount will keep growing, because it really is a lifeline for some families, the Missing People Charity. Just knowing that there's people there that have dealt with this before and know what to say is amazing. It's like a little bit of a comfort blanket, and I hope that other families that are going through this will really use them services as well. They've obviously helped us to campaign for Leah, and they will continue to do so. But yeah, it was a hard day, but a good day, and we're feeling really proud of what we've achieved from it. So it's worth it, to be honest.
MKFM.
You're listening to MKFM. My name's Stephen Gordon-Wilson. This is an extended MKFM news special as we speak to Jade Croucher, the brave sister of missing Milton Keynes teen Leah Croucher. You're reminded that if you have any information which may lead to finding Leah safe and well, you can contact Thames Valley Police on 101, or you can visit the Missing People's Charity at missingpeople.org.uk. In the final part of my interview with Jade, she sums up her appeal to you.
If anybody does have any information on Leah's whereabouts or anything that they do know, then please do come forward to the police. You know, there's ways that you can do it. You can call 101, or I think Crime Stops, you can do it anonymously or anything. But if they have any information, then they really need to come forward, because this nightmare has been going on for too long and we just need it to end. So, yeah, please help us with that, really. The link is www.justgiving.com/jade-croucher.
Brilliant. And that's if we want to add to the 3,300 that you've already raised. Yeah. And remind us again exactly where that money goes.
So that's going to the Missing People Charity, who as far as I'm aware, it's the only charity that deal with missing people, their families, or people that are thinking of maybe running away or anything. They're great, they're supportive, they help you with the campaigns. They're just a real lifeline in a situation that nobody else could imagine going through, really. So yeah, every penny helps, to be honest.
MKFM.
My thanks to Jade Croucher for joining me today on this MKFM Extended News Special. A reminder that you can contact Thames Valley Police at any time on 101 or find more details about Leah's disappearance and report any information to the Missing People's Charity at missingpeople.org.uk. This is MKFM.